fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Automotive 101. Anyway, this afternoon, the thing we'd like to talk about is the vehicle registration. The vehicle registration fees are going up and up. Hawaii is the second highest in the USA. Now, how is that? How is that? The amount of cars? California got way more cars than we do. Arizona has more cars than we do. So why is it that our vehicle registration is going up and up? Because the money you pay for your registration fee goes into what is called a general fund. There is no accountability. So how can they say, they need more money for fixing the road when it's not going to the roads? It's not. Go look at it. Excuse me. The roads around City Hall is terrible. It's terrible. The roads all over the place is terrible. And then if they start to do the road repair, it's not done good. It's not done nice like it used to be back in the 60s. No. It's terrible. It's real slam bang, thank you, ma'am. And that's not the way it should be, because it's going to be all broken down real quick. And you spend more money to redo it over and over again. So, I don't know, folks. It's the people in office. What can I say? You know? I don't know. I talked to people about the two top runners for president. People don't like both of them. Yeah, I know. Trump has these ideas, but he's got this attitude. But when you judge between the two, he has never been in office. Chance him. Vote for him. The other one has been in office, has created all kind of stuff under the table. You know, like this sticker I saw. If you want politics to change, don't vote for incumbents. That's true. So, what can I say? I talk to tourists at first time here, and I haven't come across one of them that said they love it. They all say they're very disappointed because that's not what they envisioned. They love Maui, Kauai, and a big island, but not Honolulu. Think about it, folks. You have your life savings. You dream of visiting Hawaii, especially Waikiki. In your mind, you see Waikiki as a beautiful beach with no high-rises, or short kind like four-story, five-stories, but not these monsters. Think about it. If tourism is our number one industry, why make it ugly? You think the high rise is beautiful? You think the highways are beautiful? You think the rail is beautiful? then you better go live on the mainland. That's my take. Okay? You got to take care of your customer. And your customers are the tourists. Now, if we had sugar and pineapple like we did before, that's a different story. But we don't. So that's why the economy in Hawaii is hurting. The cost of everything to live in Hawaii is super high. The gas prices, the car registration, everything. So, it's election year. It's up to you. If you don't want to vote, then all it takes is one vote for that person you don't like to get in, to get in. Think about it. All the people that works for that person will vote for him. They're not going to vote against him and for the other person. So, it's something to think about. Now, if this mayor and Mufi Hanuman was going to build a racetrack for you adults, you racers out there, okay? If they were interested or even thinking about it, why did they shut down the boxcar racing in Waipahu? Why? Because they're against racing. When are you racers going to wake up? A politician that is for racing will not close down a boxcar racetrack or any kind of thing involving racing. I don't know. I don't know how you racers think, but it'll never happen again. But if the Jew gets in, there's a big, big possibility that you're going to have another racetrack. It's up to you. I would say chance them and try it. Okay? Now, as far as the rail goes, a French consultant did the study years ago, back in the 70s. And he had the perfect answer. And you think about it now, it's common sense. Do you think rail is going to eliminate traffic? You're wrong. Because what he said made sense. He said, you take 100 cars off the freeway, 100 more will replace it. It's common sense. If you're on the rail and you see the freeway open, are you going to catch the rail tomorrow? No. You'll be driving your car. So, you think about that. The only people that will catch the rail is the people catching the bus. And that's it. So what happens to the bus? The bus will lose money. Not that it's not losing money right now. Why does the city and state do projects that lose money? Like safety check. They don't make any money with safety check. So why do it? Study other states like Oregon. They don't have the safety check. They put it in the responsibility of the car owner. The policeman sees you with bald tires. He pulls you over and tags you with a $400 fine. So people there take care of their cars on their own. Okay? Anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Now, Channel 2 News has been saying that ethanol is bad. Joe Moore says ethanol destroys rubber, plastic, and everything else. You know, I really wish these news people would get their information correct, because he is so dead wrong, it's not funny. Ethanol does not damage anything? How can ethanol damage anything if you can drink it? Yes, folks. Ethanol makes vodka. Go look at the vodka bottle. It's, 40 or 50% ethanol and the rest water. They diluted it with water. And that's what makes vodka. Go to a surgeon. They use ethanol for surgery to disinfect. There's so much uses for ethanol. How can it destroy plastic, rubber, and everything else they're saying? I have test bottles with ethanol in it. Rubber, fiberglass, everything they say it destroys, sitting in ethanol for years. I'm still waiting for it to get damaged. Joe Moore and Frank Young both claim that ethanol destroys things. Where is their proof? It just blows me out of the water. How can they make claims like that without any evidence, without proof, without testing? And how can it be true because Brazil has been on ethanol from 1955? Ethanol brought Brazil out of third world and made them rich. It can do the same thing for Hawaii. But who's thinking? Who's looking? It's sad. It's so sad. We can cut the dependency on oil for good by going with ethanol. You know, there's so much usage for that. It's clean. It doesn't kill the grass when you pour it on, if you spill it on the grass. You spill it in the water, in the ocean. It doesn't kill the fish. It doesn't. So it's safe. But anyway, I can only tell you this over and over for years. But who's listening? Like Dean said, he doesn't know. Nobody's listening. Anyway, getting back to the fuel, gasoline. The best gasoline right now is at Kahala Shell, the premium. The premium at Kahala Shell is your best. Now, all the stations are not the same, folks. When the truck goes to pick up the fuel from the terminal, that is the time the fuel is blended. It's not blended in those big storage tanks. It's blended when the truck pulls up to fill up. So why is it that some station has better gas and some don't? I don't know. But the Big Island, I've tested in Hilo. All of the premiums is 90. All of them. No matter what brand. Well, how is that? Not here in Honolulu. And on Kauai? Oh no. They're all low. 84. Every brand. How is it? I tell you why. People of Kauai no make noise. They just bow their head and fill up the gas, and that's okay if they destroy stuff. But Kauai gas also has water in it. Water. We don't find water in the rest of the islands. So why is that? Because Kauai has more rain? No, I don't think so. So anyway.
How does water get in the gas?
It's been put in by somebody. I don't know who. I cannot say who because I don't have proof.
Or can it be where they store the gas, water is seeping in?
Harvey and I tested it, and it's not rainwater. It's water from the faucet. Because rainwater doesn't have chlorine. Okay? So, anyway.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nito.
She's real fine, my 409.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
She's real fine, my
phone. Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob, just sitting back enjoying a quiet afternoon in the neighborhood and reflecting on things now that the election's up, and you're so right. We got to vote. And I've been telling people, I don't care who you vote for, go vote. You know, just vote. But like you're saying, if a non-politician wins, it changes everything.
That's
because
right.
Right now, they know that, you know, you just do what you do and you probably get reelected.
Yep.
And you're in there forever. You don't have to really improve anything.
Nothing changes.
I always said that once the person got voted out for something they did and you let it known, the other politicians would jump right in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the easy fix. I mean, it's not that hard, folks. We're thinking it's this giant movement or anything. Nope, one person at a time. Go down, vote your conscience, and, you know, let the result will be what they'll be.
Yep.
Okay, anyway, that's my voting speech. Other than that, life is good here in Hawaii. And I understand, George, you're taking a little trip. I don't want to let the cat out the bag, but we'll have fun.
Okay.
Okay. And as always, take care of your car. We'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay. Dean made a recommendation. He wanted me to go over the list of parts and brands that I recommend for your car. Okay? So, anyway, for spark plugs, Autolite, XP. XP is extra performance. It's iridium. Iridium is a very good metal, doesn't wear out, lasts forever, but the porcelain that encases that iridium wire going through the middle of the plug cracks under heat, tiny cracks, so it leaks voltage out the side and you lose maximum voltage to the tip of the spark plug. So yes, the iridium lasts forever, but the porcelain doesn't. So highly recommended to change the plug 20 or 30,000 miles for maximum performance. Okay? The Autolite racing plug puts out more spark but shorter life. So it's your choice. Either one. Air filters, K&N. Air filters and oil filters. They specialize in filters. The K&N air filter has a lifetime guarantee. You just wash it out and reuse it over and over.
Is it like an air filter? What do you do? You check it and see if it's dirty and then you wash it out?
Yeah.
Like a visual thing. Mm-hmm. There's no set like 1 year.
No. Just take a look at it. Looks dirty. Wash it. Put it back in. It's fantastic. But the good part about the K&N, it flows more air. I have an air meter, air tester. I test every air filter. And I haven't seen one that is as good as K&N. So, there you go. Okay? K&N air filters. They also have on most cars what is called a cold air package, and that is excellent. It brings in more direct air and doesn't get disturbed like how the factory builds their air intake. It's not made for you, the car owner. It's made for the oil companies to sell more gas. Okay? K&N air filters will give you better gas mileage. The same with the Autolite spark plug. And the Royal Purple motor oil, but only the HPS. They have two Royal Purples, folks. Only the HPS is what I recommend. Okay? So, there's a lot of politics on that motor oil thing, too. Politics had all motor oil companies in America remove metal protector.
Do you know what the HPS stands for?
High Performance Street.
Oh.
So, excuse me, that if you have an old oil, I mean, 10 years old, look in the back of the bottle or the can. There's a round seal. It's the SAE seal. Okay? The last two letters will be AL. Okay? SL. SL? Yeah, SL. Okay? And on the new ones, from 8 years back and earlier now, SSN. Why did the letter change? You got to think, folks. Okay? There's a reason why it changed. Because the chemicals in the oil changed. It has no metal protector. Anyway, so much for the motor oil. Okay? Now, automatic transmission oil. Recommended to use AMSOIL. The AMSOIL automatic transmission oil is good lifespan of 100,000 miles. Royal Purple also has an ATF automatic transmission oil, but only good for 50. So, why not go for a better one that goes for $100,000?
And they both, you said they're both synthetic.
Well, both synthetic.
Going back to the motor oil, what oil filter you recommended?
K and N, the letter K.
No, oil filter, you know.
Yep.
They have an oil filter too.
Yep.
And you can wash it out.
No. That one you don't wash out and reuse. Only the air filter. So, K and N oil filters are good. Amsoil also has an oil filter. That's good. And Royal Purple has an oil filter. That's good. So, either one. Okay? I don't recommend Wix, Fram, or any other oil filter. The oil filter is like the liver. It cleans the blood. It cleans the oil. Okay? Now, on the oil filter, I recommend putting a magnet on the side. Put a magnet on the side. It catches the very fine, fine metal. Okay? If you look at an oil filter, okay, before you put it on the engine, okay, there's a lot of holes that go around a circle, and there's a big hole in the middle where it screws onto the engine. The dirty oil goes in through the small holes, and the clean oil comes out through the center, going back to the engine. So if you put a magnet there on the side, only one, not a whole bunch, it catches the fine metal. Okay? Anyway. Okay, who do we have on the line?
We have Ray from downtown.
Hi, Ray.
Yeah, this is you know, Toyota, they have, they say they have synthetic oil in their cars now, but I think they're saying it's Mobil 1. And they're saying Mobil 1 is not a true synthetic. They can put so much synthetic and call it synthetic, but not be as quality as the other two.
Right.
Right.
Right. The government allowed them that if they put in a certain amount, a small amount, like a drop, synthetic, they can call it 100% synthetic. And that's not right. That's why I'm telling people to vote. Because it's letting the government really, really rip you off.
Terrible.
Yeah. And only the two, the Royal Purple and the Amsoil, is the only two.
Okay. Yeah.
All the rest, forget it.
So, yeah, I guess Japan has even kind of been taken in, too, then, because is that what they, I wonder what if they use that in Japan, too. They're selling it in America.
Well, in Japan, it has metal protection.
Oh.
Only the oils in America is prohibited.
Oh, my goodness. So they want us to get new cars more fast. Is that what it is?
You got it.
All about the money, right, George?
Yep.
Okay. Well, as far as your location for the station, you haven't got anything quite yet, right? But I know you're working on it, right?
Yeah. Celine Steve is working on trying to set up a final deal for the new location.
Very good. Yeah, want to put in the 2 gallons and keep it running good.
How you like the ethanol?
Oh, I love the ethanol. Well,
I know.
The ethanol, no more the boost, no more the power. You know, you go up to H2.
I know.
It's like takes a few extra seconds for it to even
engage
into the high speed. So yeah.
People have never tried it. Don't know what they're missing.
It's too bad. We need an ethanol plant here, George.
I know. I've been saying that, and that would boost the economy big time.
Well, it's a win-win all the way around, yeah?
Yep.
So we'll just call up your billionaire friends and tell them let you
hear
yeah. Million or something, yeah?
The big problem way back in the years was politics.
Yeah, and I guess it still is, yeah?
No. We got the door open now.
All right.
Well, all we need is the investor.
All right. There's a lot of billionaires around. Just got to
It will be a big boost to the Hawaii economy.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fantastic. It will be the test case for the rest of America.
Yep. Good example.
Okay, mahalo, George. Have a wonderful day. Thank you,
you too.
Very much.
Aloha. Bye-bye. Okay.
You know, you're saying about that transmission fluid. Is it for all cars or certain cars only?
No, all cars. All cars.
Like it doesn't matter how old your car is?
Yep. Why?
Because somebody's saying that if their car's a certain year old, that no sense they use the oil or something?
Well, if... Well, the mechanic got to judge it. You got to look at the oil and smell it. If it smells burnt, the trans is going. If the trans is going, well, you kind of got to think about it, which one you want to do. But in all the way around, I would recommend it. I would recommend it. Even if the trans is half worn, I would recommend it, because doing a transmission overhaul or replacement is very, very, very expensive. And going with the AMSOIL will extend the life and give you that extra time that everybody else always need. So, I see a lot of people, because we're in the industry, that have trouble with the automatic transmission and the car's not moving anymore. Now they're saying, do you think that if you change the oil to AMSOIL, it'll work? No, that then it's too late. Then it's the funeral time. Okay? Don't wake up at the funeral. Wake up before that. Is it break time?
It sure is. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice. I and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, the voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy has no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, and I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita, I want you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And let me explain more about the automatic transmission fluid. Now, if your transmission seems like, you know, smelling the oil, and seems like the oil is showing that trans is pretty badly worn, it's your choice if you want to take a chance and try to flush it with the AMSOIL transmission oil and take a chance that it will help make it live longer, save you some money. Yes, but there's no guarantee, okay? And it shouldn't have came that way in the first place. Automatic transmission fluids should be serviced, flushed out, every 20 or 30,000 miles if you're using the regular oil. That's why it's better and highly recommended to use the AMSOIL, because it lasts 100,000 miles. It saves you more money. Okay? Also protects your transmission better. So, hope that clears it up. Before it gets into a bad condition, you flush it with AMSOIL. Once it's in a bad condition, well, then it's your call. If you want to take the chance, do it. But there's no guarantee that it will give you a long, long life. Okay?
I would think it would be better to switch it, though.
To chance them?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the reason I say that is because we've done that with people who had bad transmissions, and it gave them just a short while more, but it didn't last. It was
like, I guess, is it very expensive to switch it to that oil and flush your transmission?
Well, not that much. It's very costly to do the transmission, though, especially on the newer cars. The BMWs, you can't overhaul it. And the Mercedes, you got to buy a new transmission. It's $9,000. So you best take care of it. If you notice on the new cars, there is no automatic transmission dipstick. And the reason the factories take it out and the engine dipstick is because the manufacturers tell me that people don't check the oil. So why have the dipstick? If they're not going to check it, why put it in? That makes sense. Anyway, getting on to...
Well, where does that leave the people that do check it?
Well, too bad. Too bad. Anyway, getting on to more things that we recommend. Painting. If you're going to have the car painted, use the best paint. They have all different grades of paint, folks. But the good one is very expensive. But it lasts forever. Okay? Tires. Recommend using BF Goodrich, Yokohama, Michelin's, everything but Bridgestone and Firestone. They're all good, and it all depends on how fast you drive, where you drive. If you're driving on the freeway and you drive fast, then by all means, don't just buy any tire. Buy a speed-rated tire. All tires are speed-rated. Okay? And the cheaper ones is around 85 miles an hour as a speed rate. Around. It's not perfect. Okay? Can be less. Can be more. The speed rate is put on a tire because when you go beyond that 85 miles an hour and you hit the danger zone, the tire distorts and you lose control of the vehicle. So it's up to you. It's your life. Okay? It's always better to get a speed-rated tire that's up about 100 miles an hour. Okay? Okay, who do you have?
We have Barbara from Waipahu.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, George. Two things. I went to the Kahala station for the first time. I think it seems to be better.
It is.
Than the other two stations, and definitely the Pro City station. I don't think I hear the clicking of the whatever you used to say.
Mm-hmm.
I think I heard it a bit one time.
Mm-hmm.
But so I still have to see how it is.
Yeah, check the mileage. You should have better mileage.
And then about the transmission,
mm-hmm.
My car is 2004, and maybe put in less than 7,000 miles a year.
Mm-hmm.
How do you check? I've never smelled the transmission fluid. I have a checker that the stick,
mm-hmm.
but I've never smelled it.
Smell it.
So how does it smell?
Oh, you'll know. You will know. Let me tell you.
Yeah, but you're a pro, so you know.
No, you will know. You will know stink is stink.
But, so I've never changed the transmission.
You should.
I don't think so.
You should.
So are you saying I should put the AMSOIL?
Yes. Yes.
So how much better is it without smelling it? How do you decide?
The other way is to look at the color.
Uh-huh.
It should be a pinkish red color.
And if it's darker, then?
No good.
But then you should put the AMSOIL?
Yes.
Not the royal purple?
No. Royal purple is good too, but it has short life. It's only 50,000.
Uh-huh.
AMSOIL is 100,000. So in your case, it'll be forever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So once you put it in, you don't have to...
Yep, then you can forget about it.
Oh, and the color and the smell not going to change?
No.
Oh, that's interesting. And I went to Crestec to finally get that... Zanny glass, is that the one that you recommend
mm-hmm.
for the windshield?
Mm-hmm.
I hope it makes it the wiper last longer.
Oh, no. No.
Oh.
The wiper gets destroyed by the sun.
Uh-huh.
The sun rays eat up the rubber.
Oh, so when you're parked or whatever, better to cover it.
Yeah, that helps.
I don't know if somebody's going to steal the covering, but, you know.
They do. The homeless people will take it.
I don't know what kind of covering to cover it with, but, you know, just anything that'll...
A big towel.
Oh. Anything, huh?
Yeah. Oh. But the homeless will take it to take a bath.
So Crestec has the AMSOIL?
Yes.
Because I know about Royal Purple, the HPS.
Mm-hmm.
But, in fact, when I went today, I didn't see AMSOIL.
You got to ask them.
Oh, I only saw the Royal Purple out there.
Yeah.
Well, they have it.
They should have it.
In the back.
Mm-hmm.
He used to have it, but
you don't see it.
I don't know. I haven't been. I didn't look.
I gotta talk to Billy. Yeah, they should have it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, we have Stephen from Kailua.
Hi, Stephen.
Hey, George. Thanks for sharing the information. I don't know the ethanol blended different ways on the islands. Can't believe what's happening in Kauai. Everywhere.
The people, it's the people. They gotta make noise. They cannot just stay quiet.
I guess they like the engines break down so it'll get work. I don't know.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I was supposed to get ethanol from you, but I didn't have your phone number, so I locked your phone number in my phone now. So.
Oh, just call my old shop number.
Yeah, I didn't have even the card with me. okay, it will be good next time.
Yeah, 847.
Yeah.
5554.
Yeah. Then when you guys do the tune-up, you guys change the air filter, yeah?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I know I get one someplace in Asia. I'll let you know on that one. So.
Okay.
But I get about over 20,000 miles, so I figure you go about 25.
Yep.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
All right. That's
okay.
It. Thanks.
Aloha. Okay. Anyway, hopefully we clear the air a little. Okay, and let's move along on the things that we're recommending. As far as batteries, we recommend the Optima battery, because of the high amps.
How about that other one?
Which one? North Star?
Yeah.
North Star is the best. But the only thing I don't like about North Star is super heavy. I don't like to... that. It is double the weight of the Optima. Honest. It's really heavy. But anyway. And for those people that have the Japanese cars... there's a new billet aluminum hold down that holds the bottom of the Optima battery, so there's nothing that goes on the top. Really neat. You got to see it. It's really neat. Much better. Looks better, and is much better than the factory setup. Okay. On brake pads, we recommend the Akebono. Okay? And Akebono also makes a Euro pad that is for the European cars. It does not make the wheels get black. Akebono Euro pads does not make your rims get black. You see a lot of European cars, Mercedes, BMWs, all black wheels. Terrible. You clean it, and 3 days later, it's black again. Anyway. As far as shocks and struts, recommended to use KYB. Okay? KYB is the bottom of the line, and top of the line will be Bilstein. So, either one. Anything but Monroe and the rest. Yeah. KYB or Bilstein. Suspension parts, recommended to use Moog. Moog parts. Okay?
How do you spell that? M-O-G-U-E.
M-O-O-G.
Oh, okay.
Boo. Okay. Brake fluid, dot three. Not dot three. I'm thinking about Dean. Dot four. Dot four has a higher boiling point. So it's better. It's more heavy duty. Use dot four. Okay. Napa has that. As far as coolant for your radiator, recommended to use Toyota. The Toyota Red is very, very good. 70% water, 30% coolant.
Is that the formula?
Yes. 70%, 30%. As far as starters, the brand we recommend is Denso. Denso starters are very good. Fuel pump, electric fuel pumps, Denso.
What's making that brand, like you said, starter, very good? What's making it better than the other brands?
The quality and the way it's built is far more superior than the other brands. And as far as the fuel pumps, we have yet to see a Denso fuel pump go bad. All the rest, you got to roll the dice. Okay, now back to tires. Tires, folks, remember, I told you this before, look at the date it was made. There's a portion on the side of the tire, manufacture date. It's four numbers. The first two numbers is the week. The second two is the year. Tire's life, 6 years. Okay, I think it's break time again.
Yes. Time's flying. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net. Spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. you must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I saved my penny.
Okay, we're back rolling again. Give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. And just to let you know that all across the USA, there is no such thing as a 92 gas or 91. They're labeled 91 or 92, but it's not even close. They're all 88, all across the USA, because Congress said they can do it. I don't know, folks. One man cannot change the votes, but all of you can. Okay? So, pedestrians in crosswalk, if they're not in the mark crosswalk and they're walking outside of the crosswalk, the law doesn't say you have to wait for them to clear the road, because technically they're illegal. So you can just go. I'm not saying to run them over, but you don't have to wait for them to clear the road.
Some people don't even wait till you clear the lane and they go.
I know. So, anyway, pedestrians should walk in the marked crosswalk. And if they're outside and not in the marked crosswalk, the law doesn't say that you have to wait for them.
So, if you don't wait, but you're not going to hit them and they're out of the crosswalk, you can go?
Yes. Yes.
And you're not going to get a ticket?
No. How can? They're jaywalking. The law doesn't say wait for jaywalkers to clear the road. No. In the marked crosswalk. Okay? And pedestrians all have the feeling that they own the road. They don't. So, anyway.
A lot of them cross the streets like they do.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Should have cooperation between pedestrians and drivers.
Oh, listen to this one. This homeless guy on Mauna Kea the other night was lying on the center line. He laid down on the road.
That's crazy.
Well, who said the homeless
nobody, and he didn't get run over?
No, car stopped for him. And one guy yelled out the window and said, get off the road. It's crazy. People are getting crazier and crazier. Like the guy that shot the house full of holes. And where was that? Waipio?
Kunia.
Anyway, it's that time again. We got to say aloha. So please, folks, take care of each other. Okay? And please don't drink and drive. Too many lives are lost because of drunk drivers. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.